In the last 5 minutes, what new thing have you learned? Anything about the body of Christ? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Give us the next 5 minutes, and we'll fill you in on how God is moving in North Korea, India, Bangladesh, and Egypt. Well, last week, threats and several bombings were exchanged between North and South Korea. But this week, the waters seem to have settled, and it seems that being on the brink of war was really nothing new to the North Korean people. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs.
The North Koreans will often make these amazing statements of, you've done this and we're going to respond this way. And so until it goes farther than what it's gone now, I think it is kind of back and forth.
He says a big reason North Korea starts saber-rattling is because truth is being leaked to its people. Is it really worth the danger to share the gospel? BOM says yes.
We are involved in getting information into North Korea, getting New Testaments in, getting gospel radio broadcasts in. So in some ways, I think the North Koreans would identify us as part of the problem because we're a part of the outside world trying to get the truth to the North Korean people.
So while tensions are relaxed for the moment, pray that the Korean governments would have wisdom in finding a permanent solution. Elsewhere in Asia, across India, there's a tragedy that nobody's talking about. The suicide rate for lower caste farmers is steadily climbing, says Lindsay Ackerman, a spokesperson for Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India.
Not because of emotional problems necessarily, but just because the farming community is facing so many challenges.
These issues range from extreme weather to crushing debt. And that's why Mission India has stepped in with adult literacy classes, children's Bible clubs, and church planters, because hope goes a long way.
The truth is, when you do bring something like hope into a community, it really does bring physical transformation as well.
Ackerman says that even in the tragedy, there's an opportunity to further the kingdom of God.
It's just such a phenomenal opportunity to come alongside a community that's struggling, that's facing hopelessness. And as we invest into nationals as they bring the hope of Christ, it's just an amazing example of God's kingdom in action.
You can be part of the solution, too. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Next door in Bangladesh, conditions are dire and desperate, but national pastors supported by Forgotten Missionaries International are standing strong. FMI's Bruce Allen.
Members of their congregations are looking to them for leadership in the midst of a crisis. But we really want to come alongside and resource these church planters with the things that they need.
Why so desperate? Landslides, a cyclone, and annual monsoon flooding have made at least 180,000 Bangladeshis homeless. FMI's national director lost his entire collection of Bibles and Christian resources.
If we could give him a digital library on, let's say, a Kindle or a Nexus, that would be a godsend. And so we're looking for people to come alongside and say, we stand beside you. We want to see you be a beacon of hope and the message of Jesus' truth of forgiveness.
And while Bangladeshis brave the physical elements, one Egyptian Christian is showing another type of courage. Ali is a missionary with Operation Mobilization, bringing the gospel to Egypt. He passes out hundreds of Bibles daily, and many come to Christ because of them. But in a country with high Islamic extremism, this openness might not last. So would you keep Ali in your prayers? Pray that he and the other OM workers would continue to find ways to share God's word. And elsewhere in the region, believers in North Africa are receiving God's word, but they still have trouble finding a place to worship. Christians in Algeria walk miles through rugged mountains to go to church, while others lack access to church altogether. But through Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, finding a place to worship is easy. Sat7 televises a church service through North Africa so believers can worship safely from their own home. You'll find the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Well, get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free at missionnews.org. The emails feature pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.